Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Herrenstein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Art Mahaffey. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Callison steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Cranepool moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball towards right. Callison catches it and throws to home to double up Hickman. Cranepool moves to third. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Dalrymple moves to second. Art Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Willie drops the ball. Dalrymple moves to third. Wine moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball towards center. Cannell catches it and throws to second to double up Callison. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs strikes out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell strikes out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Samuel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahaffey for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith pinch hits for Carl Willie. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Allen reaches second base with a double. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dalrymple. The throw from Gonder and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Art Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up towards third. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Callison reaches third base with a triple. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel has Callison trapped. There's the throw to Gonder and back to Samuel, who tags Callison for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrenstein hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Herrenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-3 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. Herrenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dalrymple bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Amaro moves to second. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Cannell moves to second. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Willard Hunter. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. Cannell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Phillies. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.